Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hello. I've received calls this past weekend. I'm calling from Central Georgia General Construction.
Okay, let me go ahead and find the account here. Okay, perfect. And may I have your first name, please?
Kaylee.
Thank you so much. Let me double check the purpose of the calls here. I believe it's regarding the Google Business Profile. I could see that right away, but let me confirm that information.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so I do see that they were calling in regards to the verification needed for the Google Business Profile. I believe you were going to be trying to complete it, and we just wanted to see if maybe there was any errors that occurred or maybe you haven't just had the time to try.
Yes, we're trying to get a physical copy of the license and insurance, but the company that holds our license and insurance won't send it to us, so.
Okay. Well, here's some good news, I would say. It's very rare for Google to request that information, for example, the business license, right? They do want to see maybe a business card, right? Would you happen to have a business card?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So here's what I would recommend is that we try to complete the video verification. They are going to require to see some things, but again, it's very rare for them to ask for the insurance, business license. So I would say to try to do the video with what you do have. For example, I'm sure that you're probably going to be at the location. So they're going to want to see the street. They're also going to want to see the vehicle that you're using, right? From there, they're going to I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
What street exactly?
It would just basically be a video of the street that is that you're on, right? So, for example, you start the recording from your street, maybe the mailbox, and work your way in towards the vehicle, right? Let me just get the video here going, see if it gives us all the information. Okay, perfect. So it looks like you have already accepted the invitation. I'm also checking on that as well, okay? Now,
go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so what I want to do is just make sure that you're able to have access to the Google Business Profile. That way, let's say if you're ready to do it today, maybe tomorrow, right, whenever you're ready, you just go in there and complete the video, right? So it looks like there was an invitation sent, and it was already accepted as well. Do you have access to the same email that we have? Give me 1 second, and I'll confirm. Yes, it'll be Central Georgia, gc@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. So that's basically all you need. I'm going to be sending you another link. I can send it to you right now. Maybe I can guide you on how to start the video, and then when you're ready, you just do the same steps.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So let me just go ahead and make sure I get that. It's quite simple. It's business, Google. Give me 1 moment. And just so that I can confirm, I can send the number to the number ending in 0870?
Correct.
So I'm going to go ahead and just send a quick link. That way you could gain access to the Google Business Profile right away. It basically takes you there. You just have to make sure that you have the correct email open on, let's say, Google Chrome or any type of Google Drive they're going to use. 1 second. Okay, perfect. So I just sent the message. You should get it at any moment now, okay?
Okay, got it.
Awesome. So just go ahead and click on the link. And it's going to take you to a section where it says Google Business Profile Manager. And it should have the name of your business on there.
Okay, correct.
Okay. And if you can see, it's going to say if it's verified, right, or if it needs verification. It should just say verification.
Okay.
Okay, so it should say give verified. If you want to go ahead and click on that, it should give you the option.
Okay.
Perfect. Once you're on there, it's going to ask you to confirm the address, right, so your location. Now, we would recommend to just go ahead and add the 511 Wooden Eagle Trail, it looks like. Now,
Okay.
Okay. Once you do that, it's going to jump to the next step. So just let me know when you add the address.
Right. I added it.
Okay, perfect. And just so you know, your address is going to be private on Google itself. This is just for Google's eyes, okay? Once you add the address, there should be a button where it says next.
Yes, I'm at select a way to get verified.
Okay, awesome. So there's going to give you a few options, okay? Now, we've already tried the other ways. The only option next is going to be to do the video or business video, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So you're going to just go ahead and highlight the business video and press next.
Okay.
Now, it might ask you to do your address again, okay? Or what would be showing on your screen?
Okay, it says show surrounding areas such as street signs or neighborhood business, show neighborhood name printed on business card, license, or vehicle, show business equipment, booking system, or unlock branded vehicle.
Perfect. So it's definitely going to ask you for that information, right? Again, I would recommend just to show everything that you have, okay? It normally doesn't require for you to show your business insurance, for example. So let's try to just complete it. Once you're done with this, it's gonna let you know how it went. It's going to tell you, okay, we're going to process the information. Now, it should be showing within the next 5 business days on Google Maps, okay? So whenever you're ready, you're simply just going to go on here and just keep pressing next, and then it's going to ask you for permission to start recording, and that's when you'll start recording, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. So if you run into any issues, give us a call, or if you need to, just send us a text message with a good day and time to reach back out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, awesome. Is there anything else that I may help you with?
Yes, I've been trying to log in into the Facebook account. They said they are going to send me an invitation. They said this twice already, but I've never received an invitation. So.
Okay, so the invitations normally should go directly to your personal account. They show up as a notification, and you never seen the notification there? No? Okay, can you just confirm that for me right now? Let me go ahead and check as well. Okay, so it's Carolina Acuna. That would be you, I'm assuming. Is that correct? Carolina?
No, that's the other daughter.
That's the daughter? Okay. Okay. And you have sent in your actual personal link to your Facebook account? I'm trying to come.
Yes, the Ricardo Araguen.
Okay, let me see. There should be, we should have already tried to notify our Facebook team directly. I'm here with you, okay? I'm just trying to see, because it looks like we did send it out to to the one that I verified, right? To Carolina. Now, let me see if there's another link here that has your information. Okay, so we do have 2. Okay, so I see what may be happening. I believe those links could be the issue. Let me just confirm. Okay, because I have 2. And did Carolina, did she receive the access? Just to confirm, I just want to make sure. Or has nobody received the invitation or notification?
Pretty sure she has.
She has? Okay.
100% sure. 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure she has.
Okay. So the issue, let's go ahead and concentrate on, you said Ricardo's account. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure to do that. Actually, I'm going to keep you on the line, okay? I mean, I'll be here. I'm not going to hang up or anything, but I want to see what could be causing the issue. I'm not sure if we can only add one person at a time, right? Unfortunately, I'm not a Facebook specialist, but we do have them at hand. So I'm just going to make a quick comment, see if we can send a verification or a notification while I have you on the line here, okay? So just bear with me.
Thank you.
No, definitely. I appreciate you, your patience on this. It should have been taken care of. So let's go ahead and make sure that happens. So sorry about my cough. Very sorry about that.
Fine.
Yes, I just don't want to put you on mute. And you have access to his account, if I may ask? Okay, you do. Perfect. Perfect. So I've just messaged them. I'm hoping that they'll see it within the next few moments. That way I can confirm with you before I let you go. Just give me one more. Just give me 2 minutes. I'm sure they should respond to it. I'm still here with you, okay? Okay, I do apologize. I don't want to keep you too long on the line. They haven't responded to my message, but if it's okay with you, I can return your call today, with the response that they give me. Other than that, you should definitely see the notification come in directly to that business, the personal Facebook account. It's going to show up just like a notification, like if you're just maybe tagged in something, right? Maybe somebody liked your photos, just any kind of regular notification. That's how it's going to show as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. So I'll return your call today as soon as they respond. I don't think it should take longer than the hour. Actually, it looks like they're responding now. I'm sorry. Okay, so I am going to have to go ahead and wait for them to resend it. As soon as I get confirmation, I will return your call. I'm sorry, I thought they were responding.
Okay, thank you.
Call back. No, thank you. Bye-bye.